Let me know it. Okay, if we can stand for the pledge.
Pledge
I pledge allegiance to
the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Okay. Amendments to the agenda.
Yeah, I have one tonight. If we could add attorney-client communication under executive session 1 VSA 3131, please.
Do I have a motion?
Motion to add the attorney discussion to the executive
Attorney-client
session.
communication.
Attorney.
I'll second that.
Okay, second. We know what we're doing. All those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Any other amendments to the agenda? Hearing none. Moving on to approval of the minutes of May 27th.
Make a motion to approve the minutes of the May 27th meeting as written. I will second that motion.
Okay. May I have a second from Sam? Any errors, deletions, comments? All those in favor?
Aye.
Department head reports. Looks like sewer. We get a report from sewer, don't we?
So right now I'm trying to finalize everything for that insurance claim that we had from the phase bubble. I'm still waiting on Arizin to come inspect one of our blowers. And they have taken out the bearings in one of our blowers. That's, I guess, a pretty common thing with phase protection with those blowers. Everything else is back up and running. Plant's running great. So even with all the rain that we've had, numbers look great.
Cool. Yeah. That was that power surge or something?
Well, it wasn't a surge. It was actually the opposite. We went down to one phase instead of three, which is actually worse than
a surge.
Yeah, pretty much we do have surge protection. And when I had talked to Don Pulse, the electrical engineer that had designed the plant, he had thought that he had put phase protection into the bid if he had not. So, but we'll talk about that more.
Okay.
When we talk about it.
Good. Any questions or care?
And Eli is back part time. He's our half guy. Bring us back up to 2.5, but he's not really half. More like an eighth. But we'll take a little help from you.
Good. So, Joe, are you going to be the other department?
I'm filling for everybody else. We'll start with a thank you card, though. Gilmore says thank you for putting in the memorial bench. They really appreciated it. It meant a lot to them for their longtime employee who had passed. So Gilmore's over that. We'll do the police report. So over the last 2 weeks, our police department has 109 traffic or municipal violations issued, 38 written warnings, and no parking violations, 4 car crashes, and no overweight permits over the last 2 weeks. They have done 9 sets of civilian fingerprints, though. For a little bit from the water department, the water department finally has their valve exerciser mounted to their trailer, and next week they'll start doing the exercising of our water valves. This is something new that we're starting this year. It's not something that we've done systematically, but Mike and Jeff are doing a good job getting that rolling. Mike's going to be participating in this. I'm going to hopefully say this right. Cyanobacteria testing again this year, and I don't know what that is, but it's something we started doing voluntarily. And they're doing the daily testing and just keeping up the plant as usual. From my office and
DPW, or
my office and DPW.
Okay.
You see the guys with a little bit of wet weather. They're upgrading. They were out yesterday, and I think they were a little bit today. The crosswalk signs, the flashers that we bought, Those are in and they're assembling them. I went down there, putting them together today. We finally got the chipper back. You remember there was a problem with the engine. They had to rebuild that. One of the cylinders had started to give up. So they rebuilt the chipper, and that's back in our possession. In anticipation of the Scotch Hill repaving, they have been out cutting, not they, but we do have a company out cutting back the brush on Scotch Hill. So there's trees coming down, brush is getting pushed back. They had the mower out there sometime this week or last week, pushing the brush back as well. We're best guess, depending on the weather, we're looking at August, probably mid-August for Scotch Hill repaving. We're going to start down near the culverts where the paving we did last year, where that ends. We're going to do about a mile and a half moving in this direction. And that's, you know, a complete reclaim. We're going to grind it up, redo that base, and put a top course on it.
Has Wilkes got back to us and said that they can make the August, or that's what we're asking?
That's Wilkes' dates.
That's their date.
Yeah,
okay.
they're gonna get a little bit, because they're doing, I think it's 131 right by my house right now, and it's a long stretch of road. So I think they're gonna try to get that done and then jump over here.
Good.
And I don't know that for a fact, it's just what I see. From my office and a little bit more DPW, if you look, the light post has been installed and the insurance company is paying for that, the entire cost. We replaced some signs over there as well. It's the payment is in this packet. So there was a $15,000 change bill to Belden's, and that's completely paid by the insurance company, their insurance company. If you remember last year, we were trying to get a memorandum of understanding between us and the school for the playground. I sent that back to the school for their input again. They responded, so we're moving forward with that. The local resident, Troy Luther, if you know him, he's been working hard with GE to get some paving stones donated to Fairhaven so we could put in a walking path at the playground to improve that space. Right now, if you go in from the parking lot into the playground, it's just a dirt path with some, you know, weeds right there. We want to put a path in all the way as far as we can up past the bathrooms.
Do you know how many are needed?
He has something like 36 pallets.
Oh, okay.
He has a good portion, so we're
okay.
Going to see.
Okay.
Is that work going to be done by the volunteers to the recreation committee?
That work is going to be, well, that's a good question. I don't know if the GE Corps volunteers is going to help out with that.
I was just wondering who was.
You know, GE is palletizing the bricks, because right now somebody's there in somebody's backyard and they just fell apart. So they're palletizing the bricks and they're getting donations to ship them here to Public Works. We're going to have to find a way to get it late, get those papers
but,
late.
But you understand what I'm saying, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's not a getting stuff donated that we, if we have to pay for labor and everything. I want to rethink what why.
Yep.
Have a little more conversation in that if it's not being done free labor.
Sure.
Okay.
No money has been allocated to that project.
Okay, so then.
Are we putting anything under the pavers? Or are we going to put like gravel or earth wrap, or
we're just getting the product right now?
Okay.
We should do it right, which would be excavating, putting down base. Yes.
Okay.
Now we get to congratulate Jeff Higgins. He finally passed his water operator test, so congratulations to Jeff. Back to Public Works, they were out cold patching. They did 4 tons last week. If you're up on Airport Road, they were out ditching on Airport, and they did have the mower on Scotch Hill. As a heads up to our residents, July 1st is the deadline. It's the deadline for our dump stickers, so you need to redo your dump stickers. If not, we're going to start kicking people out of the dump. Come Saturday the 5th, you're going to pull up to the gate. Somebody's going to stand there and say, do you have a dump sticker? And if you say no, we're going to turn you around. So I understand that makes people mad. It makes us makes us sound grumpy. But the rule is the rule, and we're trying to follow our rules. We will try to sell stickers on site.
I was going to say, it's okay. I got a whole pile of it. If I was one of the people on that pickup truck and I showed up and you turned me away and you didn't have a sticker, you could tell me.
Sure.
I would be more than a little upset.
Sure.
So I
if you
Buy your dump stickers ahead of time and save you $5.
$7 versus 10.
Seven.
It's a bargain
seven right
for
now.
The 1st of July.
Yep. Yeah, we do the early bird special every year.
But if I'm not mistaken, whoever's going to be collecting or selling those stickers on that Saturday, I assume they're only going to take checks the way they only
are.
The Jake Jake's going
to
take
only
checks.
Be able to take
no cash, check. No Venmo, no.
No Venmo.
Yeah, all right.
We're not, you're right, we're not there.
It's going to be a tough road to hoe, and I'm going to get some phone calls.
Okay.
Yep. And I did meet with Sean Galvin last week. He's excited to bring the Legion back into the fold and try to take a larger part in organizing the parade. So Reese is going to set up a meeting with the Legion and then the Chamber as well, and the town, and see what we can do to do better. Every year it seems like the parade goes by and we say, boy, this could be much better. We should do better. So this is going to be our year. We're starting right now. That's all I have for you today.
And polls closed just about 12 minutes ago for our bond vote. So we're waiting anxiously to hear how that. Okay. Any questions from the board for Joe?
I do have one. I have a couple questions, actually. Do we have a completion date for the dump road paving?
Nate and the crew are going to get out and take care of the shoulders.
Okay. Do you know when that's going to happen?
I don't, but we'll get them on.
Okay. And also, we still have a pull on Boulder Road. That was going to be done early this spring. Still there. We just can't let that slip by another season.
The one with the pink?
Yeah.
Painted around.
Well, the pink's all wore off, so somebody's got to repaint it. Maybe we'll paint it kangaroo green or something this time.
Two notes to kind of call attention to on the police department report. Congratulations to Chief Humphreys on being elected by his peers at the Vermont Police Chiefs Association for a position with the Southern Vermont Directions. And a big thank you to our officers who attended the opening ceremonies and events with the Special Olympics up in Essex.
Excellent.
Thank you.
I know that Mr. Doran mentioned this at our last meeting 2 weeks ago, but I wanted to reiterate that I had the same observation that the swap shop could use some signage, probably pointing it out. It was hard to tell where it was when you're pulling in. I think if anyone didn't already know it was there, they might miss it. So just wanted to reiterate sort of his observation that it's hard to find a little bit.
Anything else? No. Moving on, old business. It looks like there's no old business. New business is appointment to the Planning Commission. Did we have a bunch of people running in with their hands up saying?
There were so many people trying to get in the door and nobody made it.
Nobody made it? Well, we can still be hopeful. All right. Moving on then to the sewer budget review. How did you want to do this? Before we go through line by line, did was there some general statements or did you want us to?
I did get a call. I talked with Glenn just a little bit, just about, number one, about salaries. The wastewater salaries, it says 11.38%. That is accurate. I went back through and did calculations. It's the union contract. That's what the salary increase is for this department. I think the average was 4% overall, but this department saw a little bit higher of an increase. And then for the, what was it, other purchase services, it was at 26K back in 2024. That was a lot of sewer flushing. It cost us $15,000 for one, to flush for one full day.
Yeah. So,
And then there were one, two, three, four other sewer flushings out of that, in addition to that.
Right, and I think that, unfortunately, we really need to actually increase that sewer flushing And I'm actually going to bid that out this year because we need to not only flush them, but we need to be getting roofs out. And if we use a degreaser, of which A1 is not, they do not have the capability of using a degreaser, we really need to degrease those lines. So that that 15,000 was just for A1 to do one flushing. And we know that we will have to be calling them in at least 4 or 5 more times throughout the year for some of our problem areas to have them come flush out some lines. So we know 4th Street's a problem, and we know Capitol Hill's a problem, and we know that over here by the park is a problem.
So I see 26 for FY24, and we're at 23,000 this year. Is it going to be similar to this year's flushings, or are we going to see more flushings?
I suspect that if I, when I price it out and get what we actually really need, it might be slightly higher.
But I'm saying, when I looked in other purchase services, there's really two things that came to mind. It's for both you and Joe. One, if we know we're going to be doing something called sewer flushing and it's fairly expensive, I'd like to see it as a separate line item, not under other purchase service.
The only thing that's in that line is sewer flushing.
Other purchase service is just sewer flushing.
That's all it is. That's all we've ever put in there.
Can we call it
line flushing?
No, when I looked at that guy, I always looked at the other purchase service that was quite high, and I'm saying, okay, what are we?
Yeah, we didn't call
What are we doing? So is the game plan, is the game plan to do a certain amount every year, and that way you can plan, you can budget for, what is that certain amount is 15,000?
So that 15,000 is reoccurring every single year with A1. That's just doing it once here in October. But I have a feeling, like I said, when I price that out and get some additives added into that, it may be slightly higher.
Yes.
And so I've actually been working on, and capital improvements are kind of like another section to this. I have stuff on top of it, but I've been pricing out what it will take to fix the lines that we have problems with. And 4th Street alone, the one estimate that I've gotten back so far is $250 a foot. So there's 1,800 feet of 4th Street that needs to be fixed.
And the problem, I'm just trying to get my head around. We talk, is the problem leaky manhole covers, bad piping? But
on 4th Street, we have from the section from Mechanic Street back to this main street out here, it's PVC pipe, but there's a lot of roots in there. So A1, when they're flushing, cannot get out roots. That's a whole different company that has a root grinder that comes in. The section from the 1,800 feet, they go the opposite direction out to South Main, is all that old clay pipe, and that is basically breaking up. So I actually, we did the cammering of that line. We did that a couple weeks ago, beginning of May, and they found some breaks. They found tons of roots. And I had hoped that in doing that, we would be able to get a company to come in and line that pipe. A 6-inch line. They don't recommend lining 6-inch pipe. In fact, most of the companies that are coming in and doing it now are recommending 0.8-inch line.
Okay.
And so when I price that out, the first quote that I have so far, it's taking some time because they have to go through the cameraing that I have. And it's kind of like a busy time of year right now. So I kind of fell into it a little bit later than I had hoped to. But right now, $250 a foot, that's... We can go and flush that line for, what did we figure, Joe? 30 years?
30 years, yeah. Yeah, so to spend $500,000 to do it.
So,
yeah, but you got to think a little bit ahead here. That line could be failing.
It is failing.
But it could fail quicker than we think. And just flushing it. It's not really going to.
And that's part of the.
Let's start thinking about doing some real fixing here.
So that is my plan. But I'm thinking that we're going to have to just do a section at a time. We're not going to be able to do the whole.
Yeah, and not trying to put you on the spot. I mean, it sounds like I answered my question of what's 15,000, and it's probably you're in the process of putting a plan very similar to a paving plan that says, here's what we have, here's the worst, here's the plan, and here's the money I need from
right.
here.
And I kind of want to get into my capital plan a little bit later after we went through the original numbers. But this manhole, we can go into it right now. This manhole out here at the corner of West is a major, major problem. Bricks are coming out of it all the time. Those bricks are flowing down and they're basically building a dam. That's one of the lines we had just recently come and jet out, and he actually couldn't get through it. So I would really like to get that manhole done. The engineer's estimate on that is $40,000 for that one manhole. And that's because that manhole is going to have to be bypass pumped. I have a company that's going to come and look at it to see if we can actually line it from the outside in and kind of shortcut doing the bypass pumping. But the most expensive part of that is the bypass pumping.
Questions come to my mind because those are big dollars. Is there any kind of state? I thought the state was talking about infrastructure and water and sewer going on with their Act 181 and all that good stuff. Are we looking at, is there any opportunities to get some
for the clean waters?
To get some funding help to fix the problem with our basically our infrastructure going? Because I'm going to do, we can flush for a long time for the cost to repair.
But it's just money.
I know it's money thrown away, but I'm saying, are there some monies where we can take some grant money and put some monies together and get that price tag?
My take on it is you can flush, yes, but eventually you're going to have to do it anyway. And the price is always going to be higher the longer you wait. Let's start some real thinking about it now.
Right, but I'm still thinking in my mind saying, okay, carrying the weight of fixing the sewer lines at those dollars and putting it all on the water and sewer people, and it's a major infrastructure for the town. There's other elements people just aren't going to be able to pull water and sewer if you put those kind of numbers on.
That's why we say we've got to get a plan.
Yeah. Okay.
But we've got to do it.
But for this year, what we're looking at is 50. That's what I've got. And even though it says other purchase service, it's for flushing.
And so you have to keep in mind that even when we get these repairs done, we're still going to have to continue line flushing. Stuff is still going to build up every year. Line flushing is going to be an expense because we have grease in the system. We've got rags. We've got, even if we replaced every single line in town, by the time we got every single line in town fixed, there's still going to be sags. There's still going to be the need to get the grease out.
That's what I'm thinking. It's hard.
It's there.
I'm just saying it's hard to put
the extra stuff.
Replacing all that, putting in the regular budget where line flushing. To me, it's not the answer. The answer is, I think you're going to talk about it, is it's whether it's capital reserves, it's capital improvement. You've got to.
Right. But think of line flushing as part of your maintenance. It's a maintenance item for our sewer lines.
But it's easier and cheaper and quicker to maintain a good line than it is a junk.
Right. So either way, we're still going to have to do that. It's just maybe we get the entire system flushed rather than 12 streets.
That's what I'm thinking.
Right.
Yeah. If I'm hearing you correctly, you need more than 15 this year.
So I have two projects that I really would like to get done this year. I would like to get that manhole on West Street because I've already kind of been talking to the engineer to have a good feel of how much that's going to cost us. The other thing is problem when we did the refurbishment at the plant, face protection was never put in. We've already got one insurance loss. The chances are of us losing a leg again is very, very high. Face protection to put it in the plant is $29,000.
So and right that now, would be under other purchase service.
I'd like to do that probably as a.
So could I make a suggestion?
Absolutely.
We go through the budget.
That's what I'm about. I was going to say, because all the money we're talking about here, I want to cut them, what you're proposing. I don't want to add to it. Just you understand. Just you understand. So you're, so okay. Are we at a point where you want to go line item by line item?
All right.
Yeah, okay, good.
Oh, I thought that's where we were. I was focused on the line item.
No, well, I think that was just so I wouldn't have a heart attack when she says, okay, so for a mere hundred and something thousand dollars, we could be fine. Yes, we could. Okay, let's do first 025-6300 administration. Any questions, folks?
Double the postage.
Postages, yeah.
Yeah, the rate of postage increases, it might be cheaper to hire a courier service.
Right.
And you addressed the salary thing already. Is that a piece of the salary from down below up here? Is it different? Or is that the admin from in here that you spread out?
No, that's so that sewer admin salary, that is 17 and a half. Accountant, 30%, Eileen, receivables, and then 15% me. So, yes. And then it's the same on the water side, yeah. 17 and a half, 30, 15.
Yeah, look like that. So we're good on that one. How about 025-6340 sewer lines?
So for other purchased services, so for flushing, is 15 fine, or do you need more for flushing?
I'm comfortable leaving it at 15 for flushing.
Okay.
Anything else in that line item, folks?
Oh, we should do it at 15. I'm good with that.
Mm-hmm. Until we get the real numbers and plan, I feel well, more comfortable.
So my only concern with 15 is we were at 26 and 24. And then in 25, we budgeted 13, and we're at 23.
But in 23, we only spent 13.8. See, yeah. We'll spend as much as we put there. But I'm just saying, what's the plan? How much do you need?
We spent more than what we put there this year.
This year, I see that. So you would think you wouldn't have to put as much because we spent. Go ahead.
You would think that you wouldn't have to put as much, but you got to remember it's aging even more. So we're getting into more problems.
Yeah.
So, and I think you can see that easily by these numbers. I mean, look at, they're constantly increasing. They're not going down. And they're increasing because the problems are increasing.
Yeah, the old system, I mean, and I right. get it. Between the roots and the slate, the old sewer system is just falling out underneath us. It's just yeah.
Right, and also know, too, that when we call them out, when we have one issue, mm-hmm. we've been very good about, because I've kind of taken the lead on this. Instead of, we used to just call them out, they flushed whatever the problem was, and then they went back. We keep them here for the half day. We're paying them for a half day regardless of how long they're here. So I know now the hot spots. So when they come for a problem by the park, I'm making them hit all three before they go home. So
that's a definitely good idea.
So, you know, we're getting the most bang for our buck when we go home. Okay, now.
That's good. That's for now.
It's good business.
Let's go to 025-6390 wastewater treatment. Questions? Again, Joe addressed the salary. That's but I look at that 11.38% increase. That's for this year. Next year, and we're sitting here, we've already done the adjustment. I would not expect 11.38. I would expect, right, a smaller number. We're just, this is just a course correction type, I'd like to think.
Yeah, next year's just 2%.
Okay. Let's see here. On that one, communications down at 6390, 3400. It had the 4% increase in communications. We went from 2,523 to close to four.
I can address that.
Okay.
So we used to have terrible internet at the plant. It used to literally take me 2 hours to try and upload a document that I had to send to the state. It's an annual report. Actually brought it up here, and Joe actually had to do it one time, and he saw how big the problem is. We corrected that. We have better internet. When we corrected our phone system, we went to the new digital phone system. We now have to have two phone systems because our dialing program that we have down there, our dial out, is still on the old analog system. So eventually we will have to change the dialer there and we can get rid of the landline. But for now, we have to carry both. I haven't wanted to make the switch to getting new dialers because that's going to be an expense too.
Okay.
So that's the increase in the handy.
That's when will that switch happen? Is it going
to
be?
I'm going to wait until I have to on that, until they say there's no more copper. Then I'll switch it because I
don't think we're spending a lot on one landline down
there.
Like $20. Yeah.
But I've got other things that need addressing.
Okay. Any other questions on wastewater treatment? Silence to me, no. I'm going to move on to 025-6400 biosolid management. Any questions there?
Can we go back?
Sure.
025-6390-56, other purchase services.
Yeah.
10,000 is proposed. We had 10,000 in the budget in 25, and we spent 28,000.
So actually, those other, there's between accounting and some other little errors, other purchase services and back to operating supplies, there's kind of, there's a carryover between those two accounts. So there's things in that account, one in the other account. Mm-hmm. So I think you'll find that operating supplies is actually going to be a little bit lower than predicted. And that's the difference between the two. It's just a accounting error between the two accounts. So I think some of our chemicals got dumped into other purchase services.
Who got into the wrong line item?
Yes, it's in the wrong line.
But when you take that increase and you go back and I'm with you. Did that answer your question?
Good.
Okay. If nothing else, I'm going to move on to the biosolid management. 25, 6400. Nothing. Look good. It's hard to 0% increase in minus 33. It's hard to argue with those, huh? How about 025, 6410 debt service for the sewer? Looks good. Zero again. I get the same argument. Hard to argue with it. So we're moving on. Under 025-9700 benefits. Is that where we're going to fix the workers' comp?
Scroll down here.
The 12-5.
Yeah. So under workers' comp, again, this is the same thing we did with the water department. Instead of 12.5, it should be 8,300. So we can make that reduction.
Okay.
And do I recall the water department's health insurance premiums going down as well, owing to a change in carrier, or am I misremembering that? No.
We are looking into a separate carrier.
Okay.
But we're not there yet. Now health insurance is up a little bit for that.
Okay, so that's 3 grand. That's good. Then you just have the totals at the end. So when you take that one out, that 2.38 turns into what?
1.69.
1.69.
Yeah, positive 1.69.
And the reason I asked that question, you know how we did water last meeting? They went down 1.7. This one went up by 1.7. So it sounded like it was a pretty good job of keeping it level. So that's the line item by line item.
Can we talk about water real quick?
Yeah, because I thought we had to adjust. Is there a slight adjustment we need to make in water? I know that's what I wanted to.
There is. So we did take a few thousand out of retirement because last we were looking at the year to date and it looked a little funny as that we weren't using that money. When in fact there was so for the admin, you know, me, Terry, and me, the accountant, and Eileen, a portion of our retirement should come out of this line. Mm-hmm. So whoever it was taking it out of O&O and not out of here. So this line should be bumped back up to 9,000 to accurately reflect where the expenses are coming from.
What does that bring water to when you do that?
It's still a reduction. It's just not reducing it that much.
Okay.
It's a negative 0.76. So not quite 1%.
You're looking for us to say, hey, you're just fixing something that should have been there. It's a fixed cost. So. Make it so. I wanted to talk about what I don't see in front of me, and I would like, because we talked about all those things earlier. Do we know what we have in it? Do we have any capital reserve or improvement monies? And what's the amount of money? And can we have a little discussion around do we need to, at budget time this year, when we do this fall, do we need to get some more money there, and you'll have time to do more research and get some firmer figures. What do we have for now?
Currently, you have $352,000.
In our that could be used to fix this infrastructure. Something garbage. If something. I'm saying there was a major implosion on one street, and we got them here, and we said, let's go and just have this fixed from here to there. There's monies that we can get there.
I really think that we need to discuss Fourth Street. Sounds to me like the worst problem right now. In addition to this,
and the bricks that are going out down.
What if we was to do both of them jobs? One contract,
get a quote to see,
get put up to bed, whatever we have to do. Get that much of it done.
And I understand when you have this, I'm waiting for you to say, you know, whether you, I can't tell by your face, Joe, whether you have a heartburn or not with this, because I'm saying, understand we go out and we have this done and we take that cap reserve and we deplete it down. Our job in budget season is, how do we put monies back to get, because you've got to keep your capital reserve so that you can fix things to break. What's your?
So I don't think you certainly don't have money to do 4th Street. It's 500,000.
That's
about a half a million just to do
the price. Half a million to do 4.
So you're doing a bond or a loan. You have the money to do the math alone, which is. Carrie can tell you that.
Can we stop? Do we have the money to stop the bricks rolling down? That we can do that.
So for this year, the two capital projects that I would like to get done come to 69.6, and that would be base protection at the plant and doing that manhole.
And taking it out of your capital reserve.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that, Joe?
I think that's great.
And then for year two, because. I want to use some of that capital money for improvements to the plant all the time. Plus, we know we have a lot to do on our collection system. Year two, I would like to, if we haven't already addressed in this year, if we can't figure out some way to address 4th Street, then I would like to pick the worst section of 4th Street, do that, and put a generator in the plant. And I've talked to emergency management. I've been trying to find grant money. There is no grant money out there right now for emergency management. And that generator, it's only a matter of time before it bites me in the butt. Right now, the only thing that I can run down there is I can run my chemicals. I can run the chemicals off from the backup system that we have right now that's automatic. We'll run the chemicals for 2 hours. I then have that little small portable generator that I can run the chemicals indefinitely. But that does not give me air, and that does not give me return. I can go approximately 8 hours without losing the blanket and the clarifier. If we lose the blanket and the clarifier, we're in violation.
What's this, if we push this as long as we can, I hate to say kick the can down the road, but we push as long as we can, your generator knows, is there concern that the supply line, that we can't get one in a timely manner if we had to go because we still had money in the capital to go get a generator?
So right now, we don't even have a transfer switch. So the transfer switch alone is $30,000.
$30,000.
$30,000.
So if you can switch it over.
Just to manually switch it. And that, I've got two quotes on that so far.
Okay. So.
And part of the problem is that we, the way the plant was engineered with the electrical, all of the main power goes into one MC or piano. So I can't pick and choose what I want to run. So therefore, I have to either rebuild that panel, which means pulling out the air, pulling out the return pumps, whatever I want to pull out, or sizing a generator that'll run everything. So there's two options. Repanel it, which is not cheap either, or size it correctly and run everything. I learned a lot this year electrically.
For a transfer switch and generator, thinking 70 plus.
No, I'm thinking probably. Actually, the transfer switch, believe it or not, is the more expensive part than the generator.
Really?
Yeah, it's kind of crazy.
So I guess my question is, you were looking to do some work with your panel and fix the brick problem. Is the move while they're right in there doing the panel to do that? That's
two separate items.
Two separate things.
Because I'm thinking that if we're going to get a generator, we're going to do it right. And we're not going to split the panel out. We're going to run everything.
We're going to do it the way you need to.
And
that's another discussion another time.
Right. And then we have an emergency management center. If we need it. That plant is huge down there. We've got water. We've got sewer. We've got everything we need. That could actually be an emergency management place down there. So self-running.
Absolutely.
So my hope is that if we wait on that another year, there might be funds to help us with that. So that's the only reason I'm bumping that out.
Okay.
To me, that generator is top priority. But I'm hoping that there's some funds will come available that we can kind of supplement that. The other things that we have that we want to do, right now there are no funds available. So I can just jump on it and do it.
Good.
Think about 4th Street. When was it? Maybe 2 years ago now? There was some sort of leak in that line where we had some residential cleanup.
And that space it backs up right there.
How much?
That was a right at around Carnarvon.
High in Carnarvon.
Yeah. High Street in Carnarvon right in there.
How much did that run us for repair?
I don't think it. You're talking about homeowners? Or the repair to the
like any reimbursement to the homeowner.
Honestly, Chad, I don't recall if we did any.
I'm just thinking, how many times are we going to do that before we tackle it? I think we do need to do larger sections at once, but the whole thing that's quite a bit of money.
Right, I think you got me.
And I only have one quote on that so far,
right.
So I really want to go with that. I want to do an RFP with the engineers and put that out to at least put that out to bid and let some of our local contractors, because this was actually a New York company. I had called them for the lining, because my hope was after the hammering that we could actually just go in there and line that. Because and I didn't think originally that you could line that clay pipe, but you can line it. But now they're saying that they don't recommend because it's only 6 inch.
Yeah.
And if you have a 6 inch line to begin with, then you line it. You don't have even a 6 inch line anymore.
Right.
So I don't want to waste our money trying to line it if that's not going to work.
Okay. So we're going to go ahead with those. What else did you have you want to talk to me about? That's it. Any other comments or questions from the board?
No, I mean, we're on the right track. We've got to really think about some long-term, good, solid replacements. Well, we do have to find out where our money's going to come.
Yes, sir.
So
So the 69,000 for this year's plan?
Yeah, 69.6.
69.6. So the board would choose to deposit into reserve funds now. It's not an 010 budget. Deposit into reserve funds. You'd make that decision at this time. So right now, if Carrie did do her capital improvement. No. What I'm saying is right now you're depositing $40,000 into your sewer capital reserve today. If Carrie spends 69.6, then you're actually in a negative, what, 19K. You've not covered the cost. So you're now in the negative in your capital reserve.
I thought we were at 300.
I thought we had 300,000 in capital reserve.
You do, but you're going to spend 69 and you're only adding 40 back.
So you can pull out of that capital.
It'll be
true,
19,
but
it'll be 19 less than what we have. Exactly right. You'll have 19,000 less tomorrow than you would today.
That's correct, but I'm saying, and that's a discussion for. We want the discussion because we wouldn't talk about it again in the fall when we do capital reserves. We do capital reserves
for water and sewer right now. Because we do reserve fund for water and sewer during
I'm not. I don't mind going down by the 19. I don't want to put anything back. I want to spend it down and leave it there. I'm not ready to spend more money right now.
Okay. So right now it's 40K in the deposit.
Right.
And that's flat funded for years.
Yeah. And it means that
last year at least.
What do you say? There's 40K. Help me understand.
So on the last page, it's in the budget.
And we're going to spend an additional 19. Take that out of the 300,000.
Yeah, exactly.
Let it come down, and that's still good. I want to leave it there. That's what I want. I don't want to put money back right now.
I just wanted to make sure everybody was on the same page.
Because I want to see the bigger numbers for what's going on. Because if the numbers are as high as it sounds like it's going to be. It's a different discussion. It's like the bond discussion. It's a different discussion. Good. Anything else for Kara?
Thank you.
I want to thank you very much for coming in. And
so we're going to do the manhole. And
that's, let me put that out there, that's the engineer's estimate too.
Yeah. It might be the difference plus or minus. I understand when you
start. So I don't have to come back and tell me, hey, it's not only 40. That's the engineer's estimate. And I'm kind of relying on that because after doing the research that I'm doing, I had no idea things were as expensive as they were. So
chances are it's going to be more than that.
Yeah. And I think it's all going to depend too on how fast they get it done and how long we have to bypass pump.
Exactly.
So
good. I'm going to wrap up so before we leave that topic, is the game plan at our next meeting that you'll have the finished thing and we finalize our water and sewer?
Next meeting, we'll pull the budgets together into the revenue chart. We'll put it up on the board. And you'll see what that impact has on your water and sewer rates.
Right, revenue rates. Good. Very good. Thank you for coming in.
Thanks, Gary.
Thank you.
Okay, we're now at number 9, 2 minutes for public comment. Do I have any public comment? Not seeing any parking lot.
Sure, everything. Well, let's talk about the Public Works garage and salt shed.
Yeah.
So the bonds have passed.
What?
202-40.
Cool.
Hey.
All right.
Cool.
Let me get the first board. Good. Bear with me. 202-48.
48.
Yeah.
Good.
So I'll take that off of the list.
So the salt shed, can come off. Transfer station operation is still going to stay on for now, or can we take that off?
No, I really see the transfer station as a place of opportunity where we can generate a little bit more revenue or significantly better costs. I know we spent a lot of money on taking Freon out of all those fridges for a few thousand dollars in training. We can buy our own equipment. It might not be a like today thing, but you know, down the road, I think we can make some changes. So if it's okay, I'd like to leave that there.
Okay,
I see our
yeah. And I see, is there, well, and there was an email about the information meeting on down zoning information meeting that's going to help with the subdivision and downtown designation that planning commission's working on, an information meeting.
They have, let me see, I posted a public hearing for July 2nd for those. So that's for the planning commission.
Okay. Moving forward on those.
Yeah, those are moving forward too.
Good. Any other comments or questions from the board on the parking lot items? Great news about the bond. Round table. Sam.
I don't know. There was a lot of discussion last night at the meeting about the bond vote, about how we might do a little bit more to let people know that those meetings are happening. I thought that was worthwhile discussion. I mean, Seal, I didn't get a chance to really pick her brain, but she made mention to perhaps in the past that someone was actually going door to door noticing people about bond votes happening or something to that effect. I don't know. But it did, you know, get my gears turning a little bit about what we might do, and I thought we could discuss it at some point. If not tonight, maybe in the future.
Okay. Anything else? Rich?
Well, on that subject, if somebody wants to spread negative news, it flies like wildfire through the town.
Yeah.
How come something positive doesn't fly through the town? And it's just a question.
I mean, we could blame the Facebook algorithm for the burst.
No, you know.
Unfortunately.
I'm just asking. I'm not on it, but you know, it's kind of a funny thing how that works.
Okay.
And again, I mean, I can't stress enough the drainage, the importance of drainage on these roads and streets. We have a lot of water that lays on the streets that doesn't run into the catch basin. Somehow, some way, we've got to kind of get that water off the highways. And that's all I have for tonight.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, I didn't have much, but then I thought graduation is right around the corner. So just a congratulations to the class of 2025.
Absolutely.
That's it.
I did think of one other thing.
Go ahead, Sam.
People were talking off a lot of last night about the electric scooters.
Oh,
we discussed that in the past as a board.
The little ones on the electric scooters that go zipping down the sidewalk and zipping across the street.
They're having fun, aren't they?
I just hope they stay safe.
Right.
Exactly. That's the only concern. Yes.
Right.
Okay. And you said that the lights are in for the flashing lights for the crosswalk and everything. So that's good. So that's just on the corner. Cool. Let's move on to the review of the financial reports.
I'll make a motion to approve the payroll warrant of $29,627.40. Did I have the wrong word? Did you see that?
Can't see the payroll.
I think that's right.
I just want to, only because it's been running right around 40 all the time.
My eyes deceived me.
It's the 40.
I'll make a motion, a different motion, to approve the payroll warrant of $40,260.49.
Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
Seconded by Rich. All those in favor?
Aye. I think I have this one right. I'll make a motion to approve the general warrant of $224,513.71.
Do I have a second? That's what my numbers show, too.
No, sure.
Yeah. Do I have a second?
Check it.
Do I have a second?
Yes, a second.
Sam.
You have a second.
I have a second. Thank you, Sam.
And
do you want to tell us what the big items were on the warrant that brought it up? 224?
We have appropriations at 86,856. We have Wilk paving. Is that what I'm seeing?
Mm-hmm.
At $68,113 and Belden at $15,846.
Okay. All right. All those in favor?
Aye.
And our checkbook sits at $568,627.11.
Cool. And we do have an executive session if someone wants to make a motion.
Just make a motion to join the executive session under 1 VSA 313A1F, attorney-client communications.
Second that.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you very much. Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
Have a good night.
Thank you.
Close the door.
Once you're
then, yep.
There you go. You get you have time to stretch your knees to your bathroom. We've come out of executive session with no decision made. I'll accept a motion to adjourn.
So moved. I'll second that.
Seconded by Rich. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Meeting is over at 9:05.
9:05.
Perfect.